Welcome. You are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crossan, General Editor for the U Bible Study. And today, joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. It is so good to start a new study today. And it's exciting because our study is something I know that everyone is interested in. It's a Bible study about getting ready for Christ's return. Actually, the title is Christ's Return, Living with the End in Mind. You know, people have speculated from generation to generation about the end times and the second coming of Christ. We have books, we have internet sites, we have movies, we have all kinds of resources that address the end times. But, you know, even so, all of these need to be weighed against what God has revealed through His Word. Our study will guide us through what Jesus said, and He spoke clearly about His return. This first session is called Stand Strong in the End. And again, we are discussing the return of Christ and specific events that take place. You know, even though life is difficult, it doesn't mean that's the end of time. We have so many different catastrophes and difficulties that people point to and say, okay, Christ is coming back. But we need to simply remain focused on Him. We can expect hardships simply because of our relationship with Him and not necessarily because it is the end. So this lesson will help us to understand how we can stand strong and how we can focus our attention on Christ as we wait for His return. The scripture passage is Matthew 24, verses 1 through 14.
So our point for today is stand strong to the end. And so how can we stand strong during the end times? The first point says stand even with questions. Let me read these first three verses. As Jesus left, he was going out of the temple. His disciples came up and called his attention to its buildings. He replied to them, "Do you see all these things? Truly, I tell you, not one stone will be left here on another that will not be torn down." While he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples approached him privately and said, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what is the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" So here it is, the first point, stand even with questions. And so you see a number of questions in this first passage. Do you see all these things? Tell us when these things will happen. What is the sign of your coming and the end of the age? So there are a lot of questions that are associated with this passage that we just looked at. And truly, when it comes to thinking about the end, the end of time, the end of this age, we all have a lot of questions, don't we? We all wonder what that's going to be like. We watch these movies that talk about the end of the world, zombie apocalypse, and all these other kind of movies and whatnot. Why? They're all trying to answer the questions that all of us have about the end. And so it's okay to have questions. That's one of the things we ought to get out of here. It's okay to have questions because a question simply says, that you actually have a thought about what this is talking about, what this potential future could be, and that you have a desire to know so you can move your life in an appropriate direction. And so so we're grateful for that. And so the disciples asked these questions. This it just reminds me, it talks about Jesus, the Mount of Olives, and so it just a beautiful picturesque scene of Jesus outside the city of Jerusalem. And from the Mount of Olives, he can look down toward the city walls, and they're having this particular conversation. So a great place for questions and great questions that are raised. So God can handle your questions, whether it's about the end times or some other time. Just remember that God is strong enough to handle every question you raise. What are you thinking, Christina?
You know, Mark, I'm looking at two that Jesus gave a prophecy here. You know, he talked about the temple and he brought attention to that as he was talking with his disciples. And he told them that not one stone will be left here on another that will not be thrown down. And that actually came to pass. In AD 70, Jerusalem was leveled, including the temple, just as Jesus said it would happen. So there was a real temple, and it was really destroyed. And that prophecy actually sets the tone for the rest of the prophecies in this chapter. It helps us to see that if that prophecy was fulfilled, certainly we can expect the fulfillment of the prophecy that he's going to share with us about his return.
All right. So there, this important information for us. Again, we move to verse number 4 through verse number 8. Stand even with questions. Second thought, stand listening for the truth. Verse 4, Jesus replied to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and they will deceive many. You are going to hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, because these things must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these events are the beginning of labor pains." So we've got to stand listening for the truth. And so, you know, this is certainly a powerful point in this age of misinformation and you know, fake facts and all this kind of stuff that we're talking about in today. So it's so vitally important for the true believers to have ears that are willing to discern and listen for the real truth. Many will deceive you, for many will come saying, "I am the Messiah," and they will deceive many. So don't go along just because a lot of people believe something, right? They will deceive many. Hear that. And so this says that there are going to be good crowds of people who are going in the wrong direction. And this is important for you as a true believer to stand on the truth. And so to stand on the truth, you have to know the truth for yourself. And that's the only way to really know it. So when the government tries to teach its investigators how to spot counterfeit money, they don't bring up 1,000 different examples of counterfeits and show them, "Hey, here's a counterfeit, here's a counterfeit, here's a counterfeit." You know what they do? They just focus on the real thing. they show them what the real money looks like. And because if you know what the real money looks like, you will be able to spot a counterfeit a mile off. All right. Christina, what are you thinking?
Exactly. You know, and I think today there are so many people who easily follow false messiahs or follow what they believe to be true. We've had a lot of events down through history where people have predicted that the world was going to end or Jesus would come back at a certain time, and it never happened. We're still here. They were deceived to think and trust an illusion. And so, as Mark just said, we have to really be careful. Even here, Jesus is not telling us exactly when he's going to come back. He's telling us, though, that things are going to happen that will be a sign that he's getting ready. Just like labor pains are a sign that a baby is getting ready to be born, these things that we are seeing, these false messiahs, wars, famines, earthquakes, and so on, they are our signs, and they're going to happen more frequently and more intensely before Jesus comes back. So we just have to be ready and stand listening for what is confirmed in the Word of God and not believe every person because they're charismatic or they think they know the truth. Find your truth in the Word of God.
All right. So the last one, our last point here says, stand as a gospel witness. Verse 9. Then they will hand you over to be persecuted and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because lawlessness will multiply, the love of many will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end will be saved. This good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed in all the world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. So a couple of things I'm seeing here is from this last section, we can see that there'll be a long protracted time, right? Wars and rumors of wars, nation rising up against nation, famines and earthquakes. So this is not some quick thing that would happen. So it's been 2,000 years now since the resurrection of Jesus, and so this is not intended to prophesy as a easy, quick or thing. So then it says they will hand you over to be persecuted. So think about this, that it's reminding us that it will be unpopular to be a Christian. Unpopular to be a Christian. They will kill you. You'll be hated. And so think about this, these are terrible, terrible circumstances. But it is in these kind of terrible circumstances that God needs us to stand as gospel witnesses. It's easy to try to stand for Jesus when everybody else is standing with you. It's something else to stand strong to the end when you feel like you have to stand by yourself. But let me just tell you something. You are never by yourself. Even though there'll be false prophets, even though there'll be lawlessness will multiply, even though the love of many will grow cold, just understand this, you are never standing by yourself. We stand strong to the end because we stand strong in the power of the Almighty God in the face of every problem, every calamity, every persecution, every trouble. We stand strong. And we're grateful for that. Christina, what do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And persecution is going to come, but we need to be ready for it. And the other thing that stands out for me in these verses is that the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, will be proclaimed in all the world. And so as followers of Christ, as a church, our ministries need to take this responsibility seriously. God assured that it would happen. In Revelation 14, verses 4 through 7, it says, I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. So our responsibility to share the gospel of Jesus Christ should be a priority. It should be seen as important in our churches, and we should absolutely be focused on that as we wait for Jesus to return.
All right, all right. So we're in the middle of a pandemic, and one of the things we've seen in the research numbers is that the number of people who are claiming the name of Jesus is declining. 47% of people in the United States now claim church membership. Only 68% claim any kind of religious affiliation at all. And so we see the numbers consistently declining in terms of people's faith in the United States. So maybe this is a reminder that we're moving toward this end time. And so stand strong, stand strong. And we know that you're going to stand strong as you teach this lesson. So I want you to hold on just for a few minutes as we get ready to conclude today, because Christina is going to give us a powerful teaching tip on today. But let me just remind you that you can get your copy of the You Bible Study at lifeway.com/you. That's lifeway.com/YOU. It is our urban multicultural Bible study curriculum. It comes in paper and digital formats, has a teacher's guide in the back of the book, daily Bible readings in addition to the lessons, has a leader's pack to help us to make our lessons so much more engaging, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum so that it gives us ways for parents and their kids to have conversations about the gospel around the dinner table. So we're excited about that. So Christina, come on and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, our teaching tip for today is something that will help us to stand together as a community who is learning together. We need to guide our learners to respect and listen to each other. Teach them to welcome the comments of one another. Introduce guidelines that will help you to focus toward encouraging their discussion and they're listening as well. First of all, say something positive about the previous comment that you've made or a comment that they've made. Say something that would encourage them. And then let them know that they are a family or like a family that is studying together. No laughing at or putting any other group members down. There's enough of this in the world, so we don't want to bring this into the classroom. And then finally, wait for at least two or maybe three people to contribute to each question. It's okay for a moment of silence to occur in the classroom. You don't have to feel every moment with your voice. Give them an opportunity to speak. explained that we are cultivating a community who is learning. And this is a great lesson on the return of Christ that we absolutely need to learn together and encourage each other on.
All right, so this is a fantastic lesson to give us strength for these days in which we live. And so we're grateful for the study, and I know it's going to be a blessing to the people in your classes. So join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, my friend, because you never know where God will take you.